Good afternoon, I'm Casey Kenny. The mayor of Timmins is assuring residents that the current level of policing is at an acceptable level. Police Association President Luke LaMarche said earlier this week that was not the case and they need help to get out of what he calls a mess. Mayor Michelle Boileau admits she was surprised when that information came out, but isn't sounding the alarm bells yet. She says earlier this year, council had a conversation about looking into making a switch to Ontario Provincial Police, but was told by the association itself that service levels were acceptable.
You know, one of our counselors had brought forward the idea of going for an OPP costing, and at that point, I met with the Timmins Police Association, who assured me that we did have a handle on things.
The Police Association has asked the Ontario Civilian Police Commission for help with retaining current officers in Timmins, something the mayor says she would welcome. Bolo says she met with the interim chief and deputy chief this week and was assured the force is exceeding minimum provincial standards. However, she adds both also acknowledge the letter is an indication of frustration among the ranks. The Porcupine Ski Runners are getting a new trail groomer. It's on its way thanks to a $150,000 investment from the Ontario Trillium Foundation. MPP George Peary announced the funding today, adding he's proud his government is supporting organizations that make a positive difference in their communities. Jerry McNair, chair of operations for the Ski Runners, says the new groomer will replace their current 37-year-old machine and means they'll continue to provide excellent winter recreation in Timmins. And over $300 million over the next 3 years. That's what the Ontario government is investing to help people get into the personal support worker field. Officials say it's part of a plan that will see more long-term care residents see more direct care, all while expanding home care services. Incentives of over $25,000 to students and recent graduates of PSW programs are now being offered. It includes $10,000 for those who commit to working in the field for 12 months after graduating, $10,000 to help with relocation costs, and more. Officials say the incentives will help attract thousands of students. Be the first to know. Sign up and get news alerts sent direct to your inbox at mytimminsnow.com.